Prime tema ime. A vas nome Kalka Nesha Rotskat Svige über Karia Sessam Bichasho Shemai. E hoi a oimas panem de Gehenen, baishas panem Gan Eden. Yotzen fanecha Hashem al Keinu, shetibone besingish mehav yemeinu, besingish al Keinu sa Yosecha. It's a very famous Mishnah. Al Kaponim, Yehuda ben tema Cholo. Yes, Lisho, mine is this. It's a good thing when you were a kid, you thought that this meant kipshutoi. You should be run quickly, get off a davening, and you know, it's gabakari. Baruch Hashem, we understand today it's a deep inyan, and you can sleep in bed and not need to. Mayazil mayam shalfanav. So, how does this, what's the kesh? Vyesha farish. Vipnei shomal fneze kol sheish vashloish advarim. I want to just make a remark about this point over here. When you ask the question, what shaykhus does it have with something before? So actually in the Mishnah, that has a real significance. The Mishnayos was put together as a in a way that would make it easy to repeat. And part of that is that the thread of thought, so the Mishnayos connect with somehow. In other words, as when you say A, you'll have B. When you have B, you'll have C. It's not just kind of because Torah has to be all connected. It's that it really over here, it's a really a dava nochen that they should connect. And it's a reflection of it. Yehuda metei v'chulo. Yesh lishol. Mayin zeh l'mayim asher lefanav. Yesh lefarish, mipnei she'omer lefnei zeh kol shem shloshet dvarim. Ayin harav ruach kavodam shechavu m'tamid b'lo rasha. Ma bin talmido shavram evino talmido shabilam rasha. Talmido shavram eichem b'lo mazem nechem haba. V'talmido shabilam rasha yorshin gehenem v'yodem v'yashachas. Oma, ki oy yesh mishubal gehenem, v'az panim, shemidos shayde gehenem v'shespa, eich shuroyl shayde gehenem. So the maisa, it's since we said before that there are people that the mitzias is gehenemdik, it has a lot more. It's not just a pshat that it's an avera that you happen to get gehenem for, but the mitzias shat the gehenem. We explained by ruchas before. So azus panim is also a type of inyan that people are yer the gehenem, and this is going to explain why or how. Umenadin hoy lelahakti may mazeh as panagan shpanagan eden. Rak min shirotza lahaktim hava az kinema which is boya shabaloima avgan shirolius as panim shabagehenim abavoyda samokim roshi as panim. So betzim the chibur is to have a huayima as panim gehenim, but since you want to start with what's right, so they would mark them there. He might come up with an Isoyan that requires Azus, and then he'll have only learned how bad Aspanim is, and you can always ask Fakir also. He could learn how wonderful it is to be an Aspanim, and then a situation comes up before him that he shouldn't be an Aspanim, and it'll be Mei Aspanim. Okay. V'oid, im ashmino kodem Aspanim gehenem v'arka chavaz kenema. It's something which comes back on the framework of what was said before, that even in a case where normally it would be a bad thing, or if for this Indian, it's a good thing.
Now,
So she asked about this hamokar, but Yochus Maligim. The Kach Masha Kasha was shown a Kodem Abbas Kineme, she the Masha Shabola Hata Azu Shu Osso. She Lashmin Adain Is Azus Shabatan Lahata Azu over this hamokar. A big appears she spoke the summer for Yellow Eid Al Pashaman. Okay, so now he's going to explain a little bit what the Azus that's good, Azus that's bad, the Bush that's good, Bush that's bad, and so on. Any one of these inyanim could have been good. Where he goes to explain where each one is relevant. He says, it brings on the bottom here. A person is mispired sometimes. A person is sometimes sees things that he shouldn't see. It's myrich each one as being a separate chunas hanefesh. In other words, when you look at it mikufi, it seems as if it's just a klolis tegin of being misdaris. He's masbe each one what it's for. Inkay lodim loshval dvar. Ba'atesh choladas alavim pirush amayim azeh. Ka mizbayish mispoil. So he says like this, Azus is not a nasiya. Azus is an overriding of a person's busha. When I say someone should be a zoriz, that means he should do something. When I say he should be an az, so really, yes, while saying, you're kind of embarrassed to do X, Y, Z, you should be az. But really what the azus is doing is it's overriding the busha. That's what azus is. So it's telling me to override the busha in order to do what's appropriate. So it's not as strong as the other ones in that sense. I want to add another point that is included over here. He says that a person and he says when a person is mispoil, then he's frozen and he can't do anything. So the pashas he means that he is, let's say he wants to put on talisman film, people think that it's strange, something of that nature. That's the pashas pshat. I think there's another knach here, that if a person is mispoil, then even what he does is never coming from himself. The person be'etzim is a mispoil. The person be'etzim is somebody who is reacting. So even if I do things that society supports me, that I should do these things, but tachlis, okay, yeah, so it's be'etzim, even if the person is doing something, but a balbishus means I'm a misspoil. So whatever I do because society thinks it's right, society thinks it's okay, society is supportive of it, any one of those in Yanim. So even if the person is in the situation where he needs to make a decision to go, that's one. So Azus is the meter that allows him to even to 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 be in the parasha of doing something. V'achakach maza odem avoyde kenega aschola sheloya kovet. Now, once I make a decision, if I'm embarrassed from what people will say, I'm not going to do anything. But once I don't have that, so now I have a second issue, which is a person's inertia is to lay on the couch. That's his normal matzif. I have to make a decision now to get up, to go, to do. That is a maisa, and I need to be askenema for that. So kvedus is always inertia. It's because a person is a bal chayma, he is not shayach to it takes a lot of energy to go from a position of not doing to doing. So now that frees up the problem of being covered. So that is some of the kalos of nesha. So now, once I'm moving, so how quickly do I get to it is through Ritza. Now, I want to explain the Ratz Ketzvi part a little bit. So, In the idea of getting yourself to change from where you're doing to what you're doing. So Lamash, let's give an example. Imagine a person knows there are people who enjoy learning and they have a teva to learn and it's very nice, but the shlav of getting out of bed into the learning is a difficult one. They once asked the Chazanish if the heat in Nebak doesn't bother him. And he said, until he starts learning, it bothers him. Once he starts learning, it stops bothering him. In other words, there's that going from resting to that. Ritz is like this. The word Ritz comes from the word Ratzain. It's an expression that of tremendous chuka to do something. So now I'm going to do it. I'm going. How quickly I run depends on how interested I'm in doing it. So even if a person wants to do something, getting out of bed is not easy, but I got myself out of bed, I forced myself out of bed. So the second stage is, depending on how much I want to do it, that's how quickly I get to it. And finally, the Gevurah Ari is the Etzem Asi itself. But Ratz Ketzvi is in the... It's an expression of rutzen. How much do I really want to do it? That's expressed by the Ritza. So Yudim and Tema is isolating four different shlavim of an asiyas hamitzvah, and each one of these four has its own nisoyin. In other words, the koyach hanefesh that's needed to be poil in it, there was in something before, Lav Dafka is going to work over here. And therefore, each one has a limud from Bal Chai that will teach us what to do. Ve'ato oit p'kachi necho, ki af ki pirish echru hu mash niska, ki vidan teima bo lashan sa adem avoy despoiroi, asher bri asonu tachlish, v'zeh shri v'lav despoiroi, u mipnei sheho odom bal choyme, So the azus that he has is a rotzen. So in this pshat, he's explaining that the koyach of Azus is really an expression of how much rotzen there is to it. So you have the Azus is a very, very primary shlav. It's something in a person's mind. So this according to this Pirush, Azus is also a type of Ma'ir to do something, but it's the primistic, a desire to do something. Now, from that to it engaging, so the motor is running, but for it to engage something else, that needs what he calls Koyach Ma'ir. Koyach Ma'ir means a koyach that gets the body to go with it. So koyach ha-mo'or would be similar. Imagine the following. Let's take a very crude mashal. A person is laying in bed and sleeping, and in his dream, he's dreaming that he has tremendous cheshit to sit and learn. But he's not going to do it because he has no koyach bifnim that is in any way awakening his body to go along. His body's asleep. So he says, so hine oitzer chachoneshe misno'i ala mitzvah. So this is similar to what I said before, that once I get my goof going, so now I need to have something that's pushing it there, and kefi that koyach, that's how much it's going to, how quickly it'll happen. Now I want to speak out something about this, about what he's saying over here. He's not talking about the etzem doing it a mitzvah and a hechsha for it. In other words, one could understand the matara is to put on thousand film. But if you're going to lay in bed, that's not going to happen. If you're going to schlep, it's not going to happen. If you're listening, it's not going to happen. So these are hechetimtzes for it to happen. What he means here is that besides the pa'ulas ha-mitzvah, there is a need or an inyan for the suras adam to want to be an oisa mitzvahs. In other words, we measure a person not only by the mitzvahs he did, but with what cheshek, energy, drive, etc. did he do these mitzvahs. So all of these mitzvahs take place with this type of energy and drive and so on. So it has a lot more, it's a lot more than will I get around to tkiyah shofar if I schlep and sleep and not do anything. It's a question with what kind of oomph do I do it? Because that itself is an important gauge of how chashu the thing is for a person. So he says, v'chakach oma, v'chol v'om eilu hiza ben teima kereg odom shigab al choymrei. So basically, we're not talking about a person who's an apikaris over here. We're talking about a person who believes in mitzvahs and so on. But choymer is a drag in many, many different ways. Chaymer is a drag to start, to move towards the mitzvahs, to get it done, and so on.
Here's the
shuascholle shaloya kmoy nirdam kmoy yashin shafil a chuka vachef zifel emboy avil azas ponim shish the chefetz a chuka lifa vacharkach al yolo minyem a kovet tiva yochamri at shuchasikach hamis oira yishu moyos adam val ze omer she kal kmoy neshe vacharkam av rotske tzvi ar tnu ala mitzvah vatnu yeschol zitzi ala poil val ze omer she rotske tzvi ukregra maisish rotzos etzemis ala poil Oma vegibo karila se navicha shema shemayim. Uma shoma lasis se navicha shema shemayim vele oma lasis se tzera kadosh baruch hu shebaloyma kilakach noitza odam et filas avicha she eber kadosh baruch hu velakach ome achar she avicha v'achar b'shmul ze hine yesh ka lasis ki. So I think in this pasuk he says lasis v'tzera navicha shemayim and he's explaining it. I want to explain this now, the whole thing. So we've been explaining that all these inyanim are not just hechetimtzes, how to do the mitzvah, that if you want to make sure that you're going to take lulav v'nesek, you better do it quickly, efficiently, v'cholo v'cholo, but rather these are tchunis in the person's nefesh that are milas. So the shaila is, what does it add up to in terms of milas? So zrizis is a mila and chafitz and shuk and all these things. So these are three separate milas, four separate milas. What exactly is, what are all these four things expressing a certain mila? That's the question I'd like to put down. And I think what he's saying over here answers the question. If I do something that is Keneged it ever. Lamashal, I open a door not the way it was meant to be opened, the wrong direction. It's going to be very, very tough. If I slide something that was meant to be rolled, if I roll something that was meant to be sled, those things will be difficult. They're not going to go easy. If I take a person and I have him do ma'isim that I can neged his teva. So there's going to be a kvedus there. That's natural. That's normal. Because that ma'is is not the person. So why should there be tshuka? I can want to do something that someone else told me to do, but his shteikikus is a pnimius tikamida. A tshuka to do it, a ratzin to do it, all that is something that is not automatic in a person. So the Tanya is telling you, if you understand mitzvahs as sivuyim that an almighty dumped on you, then kvedus is not, it's not me, it's not natural to me, but someone else overrode me. So I have to do it, but I have to do it. I don't see any self-realization in it. If let's say I have a... If let's say somebody's mitzavet to me, is mitzavet on me, it's for his good, it's certainly there's no cheshek notice in that. So if we say the Mishnah last is saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, he can tell me what to do and I'm sure it's for my good, but the chulu, it's him imposing something on me. But if I understand that be'etzem, that's me, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a vichar shemayim, that's our etzem mitzias. So then anytime there's a mitzvah, the mitzvah is not an imposition on me. It's a gilui on what is the atzmis of the person. And therefore, the Ritzon Avicha Shel Shemayim is something which is expresses itself in these things. So the mashal, things that I want to do for myself, I'm hungry, so I'm quite zoristic to go and to eat. Whereas the matzah or the maror, if I'm not hungry, I'm doing it because it's shem mitzvah. I'm not doing it because I'm hungry. So there's not going to be a lot of zrizus in it. There's not going to be a lot of, you know, rotzen and cheshek and so on. I'm doing it because I'm supposed to do it. After that's fine. But things that I do because of my etzem mitzias, I do that with cheshek. A person who grows up in an environment where being a successful businessman is what it's all about. So he goes about conducting his business with a lot of cheshek. A person grows up in an environment where it's a bit evident and it's not really good. If you need panasa, you need panasa. So he'll do it that way. When he says Lazat Sarah Birch Shmaim is being Megala, what's the Shivas of all of these in Yanin? It means that a person has to the hair that this is comes mitzad his atzmius, because the Kashpah is the Sherish, and the way to express it is by expressing it that way through the az and the zuzis and so on and so forth. Okay, we'll hold it here. What's any questions, any points?
Can I just go back to the second answer? He says that had we been makdim as ponim l'gehenim,
yeah,
or as kenomer, so then it would have been mashed, but it's just a heter. If you need azus to do it, then you're allowed to do it. But now that we're makdim as kenomer, so he says yeshi is as kenegid hamaligim, the yoy is ponim kenegim. Like there's a mila to do it in front of the maligim bedafka, as opposed to like you have a choice. You can either do it not bifneihem. He says that there's a mila to do it bifneihem because this way you're going to be kina in yourself, this mida, this mila in your nefesh of azus b'avodas Hashem. So number one, I think that's quite remarkable. I'm just wondering if that's not like the Beis Yosef, because the Mishnah Berurah in the beginning, when the Ramah says, "V'lo yizbayish mitnei b'nei Adam amaligim," the Mishnah Berurah says, "Al kofanim lo yiskeitet imahem b'nei shemidus ha'azas maguna ma'oid, v'ein roi l'shtamish mimenu klal, afila la'avidus Hashem yizbarach, yikne kinyin v'nafshi li yizaz, afila shalei b'makam avidos yizbarach." So it's very interesting. The Maral seems to be saying, it's a lechitza, and you should have to look for ways to do it so that you can be kind of that neither because it's a davar toyev. And then the Shabbat brings the Beis Yosef from Pakeret.
He brings the Beis Yosef down on the bottom over here. Beis Yosef, Mishnah Berurah. And so he tainas that he's machalik between fighting with the maligim or just having the lag. But it's interesting. It is something which is strange. You know, that a bedafka should make a point of it. But a good point. Yes, a valid point. Very valid point.